Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, does Strebel wear Dickies to the studio?
No, I don't own a pair of Dickies.
And James Strebel.
No, there's nothing wrong with Dickies. I just don't have any Dickies. Save that. Yes, there you go. That's it. Just, the pants, the shorts.
It's just
not that.
Yeah. On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So Pat Forty going to join us here in just a second. It's Take on this Wednesday. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. A big thank you to Witch. It's Witch Wednesday here at ESPN Louisville. So thank you to Jason and his team. Whether it be carry out, curbside delivery, you know they got you covered from the Hurstbourne or Brownsboro crossing location, lunch, dinner, whatever it may be. They got you hooked up right now. Order online or on the Witch app. Witch, Superior Sandwiches. It's got that new menu, that Cali Club, that wicked, that Italian grinder.
Sounds
Nick
good.
Valvano does like that. I can't remember which one. It was a club variation that your boy had for lunch. So we always love when Jason and his team dropping off some lunch today to the, I almost said the Witch Studios, to the ESPN Louisville Studios. We still have to get to the mysterious mail that
yes.
was left in the mailbox of the ESPN Louisville for Drew Diener. I've done some snooping around with that. Today... by, I don't know if it's midnight, whatever it is, but some big time, there's still players out there that need to make a decision whether they're going to keep their name in the draft. Johnny Juzang, unless that's happened in the last couple hours here, Johnny Juzang would be one of those guys, and so we'll get to all of that as well. Well, it's a Wednesday, it's 4 o'clock, it's Pat Forty, he joins us here, he's from Sports Illustrated, he's getting ready for the Olympics, he's, I don't know what you're doing. Pat, good afternoon, sir, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Andy. How about yourself?
Well, I'm not doing I'm doing good. I was going to say I'm not doing too bad. I don't want to make that sound like I'm doing bad. No, I'm doing pretty good, Pat. I saw that, Tokyo has a state of emergency. So yeah, you still going? What's happening?
I mean, to the best of my knowledge, I'm still going.
All right.
So somebody says don't go, I certainly intend to be there.
All right.
What a state of emergency constitutes, I don't know. It sounds dramatic, but we'll have to wait and see.
I was about to say, you're going to be stuck in your room and the media lounge, which you'd rather just be in your room probably by yourself the entire time. So I don't know how much they would keep you under wraps anymore. I meant to ask you this because we've been talking about it. If you do go over there, obviously, and cover these Olympics, and Pat Forty with us, it's going to be, whether it be good, bad, obviously the family connection there, whatever it may be, it's going to be memorable. What's an event that you've covered that is like that for you? Maybe not just a big win, but whether it be good, bad, indifferent, just something you remember covering that was just crazy, because that's what these Olympics are going to be for you.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, any comparison I would make would not really compare to this, because this is going to be so different. We are basically confined to hotel room, main press center venue, to the best
wow.
of my knowledge. And, you're not going out to eat. You're not walking the streets. You're not getting on public transportation. You're not eating or drinking or being part of the culture in any way. So You know, I'm not sure I'd compare it to anything in a positive way. You know, I mean, I've been to, this would be my ninth Olympics, so I've been to eight others, and I mean, they were all very memorable. Spain was incredibly memorable in 1992, Norway, Australia, Japan before for Winter Olympics, China for Summer Olympics. So, you know, they've all been, they are all, you know, like really completely different events when you're used to covering football and basketball in America. And, they, you know, they're a ton of fun. They're a ton of work. But this one, I you know, I don't know how productive it's going to be. I would like to be able to, I should be in the same venue when my child competes. I would like to be able to say hello to her, or at least wave to her. I don't know whether I'm allowed to cheer. I don't know anything about that. So, you know, that's going to all be to be determined once I get to the country.
So Pat Forty with us. He's going to be in solitary confinement coming up here in the next next couple weeks. He's from Sports Illustrated at by Pat Forty. I know you wrote a little bit about it, and we've talked about it now for so many weeks or months or whatever leading up. It's about a week in the books or so. NIL. What takeaways? What big picture takeaways? What immediate, you know, funny things? To me, it let me down a little bit, but I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it shows to me that there's going to be a lot more people who I think can benefit off of this than had been imagined. They may not be getting rich, but they can benefit from it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you see basketball players from women's basketball players from Fresno State. You see the entire UCF women's team signed a deal. The entire Miami football team is getting a deal for like $6,000 per player. And there was all these concerns, oh, it's going to ruin the locker room because some guys are going to make more money, just like in every other walk of life where you walk into a business. Guess what? Some people make more than others. But, you know, in Miami, everybody's going to get the same from this one business at least. I did find it interesting that while Hunter Dickinson, whether he how much he meant it or not, but he noted, cited NIL is one of the reasons he was pretty happy to stay at Michigan. And if you think about it, he's going to be a bigger name at Michigan than any football player, probably any other athlete on campus. He's 7'2". He's a star of a team that made the Elite Eight, almost made the national the Final Four. And, I mean, I think it's going to be very profitable for him, and I just think there's a lot of people that are going to find their way into some money for this. I did love the fact that the entire Arkansas offensive line is sponsored by a barbecue joint. I mean, that's like perfect. That's the kind of stuff we want to see there. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of funny stuff, but I think it's going to be good for a lot of people.
And the world is – we're still alive, Pat. Can you believe it?
They we are.
You're still alive, and they did this a week ago. It's up against all the odds, Pat Forty. There it is.
I spoke to somebody in college athletics yesterday, and they said, you know what, yes, January 1st or July 1st, nobody died from NIL. You know, so you know, lo and behold, we are all still functioning.
I would say right out the shoot, it wasn't quite as I wanted a little bit more, especially locally. Like Kentucky-wise, the only thing I have for UK is Dante Allen, and I don't care about Dante Allen, and I don't want to be mean towards Dante Allen, but he's got a clothing company and everything else. I'm like, hey, I appreciate the hustle. It's just you're like 12th. You and Lance Ware, I hate to tell you, are at the end of the bench. Pat Forty with us. What do you make of the U being very, I'll put it this way. Drew Diener called this weeks ago. He said, Miami, watch them. They're going to have boosters all over the place. And I would say they've made the, as a university, their athletes have made the most noise beside, you know, between the deal that came out within the last day or two. De'Aaron King was right off the bat with his endorsements. What do you make of Miami? Could it be tangible that the U could come back because of this?
I mean, I don't think it's going to hurt them. It may help them. I don't know whether it's going to be the magic, you know, transformation that makes them a, you know, five-time national champion again. But I don't think it hurts at all. And, yeah, I think that they had boosters. First of all, they've got a lot of people right there with money who want to be involved and jumped in. You know, the fact that it has been a little slower around here is somewhat interesting. But I think also, you know, maybe hints at, especially from a basketball standpoint, I don't know how much how bought in people are to the players on the current roster. I think they will be, you know, especially at Kentucky where the turnover is so great that I think that it's you know, when we get around to the season and people start seeing them and say, holy cow, you know, these guys are really good. Hey, let's see what we can do for them. I think that there might be some of that involved. There might just be a little more wait and see with the current players on both teams, that there's just, you know, which is one of the problems with basketball and certainly one of the issues that Kentucky always faces, roster familiarity. I mean, people may know their names from recruiting and know they're good, but do they have any connection to them yet? No. I mean, maybe when they start to build a connection, when they see them play, there might be some more of that sort of thing flowing, or it might be that the universities are a little bit guarded in how they're approaching this. I think, you know, like you look at Miami, hey, they put up the open for business sign at 12:01, and people were ready to do business.
And I love it that it was Miami. It had to be Miami. Do you think if I use this, listen, I think Kentucky and Louisville guys, and we can throw Indiana, I think these guys are going to get, are going to get endorsements. Some already are. Now, I would love to know the money value there like we do in pro sports, and that's something that we can talk about. But I almost feel like if a team's not playing well, this is one thing I think that – we haven't talked about. If a team maybe isn't getting recruits or playing well, okay, and you want better players, there's going to be fans who are mad at other fans that they're not, you know, who have businesses that they're not setting them up with endorsements so they can get better players.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's the story. That's the story.
Yeah. I mean, where, you know, it's completely up to those businesses what they want to do, but. If Kentucky is struggling, there'll be people down at Malone's Steakhouse in Lexington saying, hey, are you going to get us some players or not? Maybe they'll be looking through the stallion registry to see who has the big money at the booster, the breeder farm, to say, you guys are going to give money or not? I mean,
you're damn right.
Probably be some of that sort of pressure, I would say, but... to which, if I were those people, I'd say, I'll spend money with my money the way I want to. Thanks.
However the hell I want. Well, the reason I was thinking about it is Mark Blankenbaker was on with Diener this morning, and they were talking about the Miami thing, and Blank's like, wait a minute, we got to get us one of these. And I'm like, yeah. This is happening in the ACC. There's no doubt about that. You want to know the price on some of these things, right? Like Samuel Williamson did an Instagram a one-time ad for Royals Chicken. Like, you want to know what he made for that, right? Because I do. I do.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I mean, is he just getting paid in all the Royals chicken that he can eat or not? I don't know. I mean, I think that's a good endorsement to have. They make pretty good chicken.
It's not a bad one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a bad one.
You know, but, yes, what's the value? I don't know. It'll be great. You know, unfortunately, these deals are basically done outside of the school purview, so I don't think that we can, like, file an information request and say, you know, how much is this deal worth or that deal worth, but it would be, that's the kind of thing that I guarantee fans will be dying to know, and the big ones will get leaked to us. You know, I mean,
they'll want you to know that.
The lawyers that are involved that are wanting to brag about their clients.
Exactly.
Like, I got this guy $100,000. We'll find out about those.
Yeah, I mean, Derek King, what, the $25,000 or whatever with the college hunks hauling junk or whatever it may be. I know that's a national company. I want to just see what the hunks look like, but that's a different story. Pat Forty with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. I guess locally, what do you make of Kofi Coburn becoming available? And I mean, listen, let's face it, the guy committed to Illinois, and everything about this was because of Orlando Antigua, and now Antigua's at Kentucky. So the possibility of Kentucky adding someone like Kofi Coburn, and then the Minnesota guard Marcus Carr for the last couple days, Pat, has Louisville on his list, and boy, that would really raise the stature of the Cards if they could get him. What do you make of maybe Kentucky and Louisville perhaps finding their best players on their team at some point here in July?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. The calendar has just kind of almost been just torn up and redone in terms of when you get players. And both of them, obviously, would be huge impacts. Coburn's an absolute force. He's got some things to work on in his game, but just a tremendous physical presence, big, incredibly strong, imposing at both ends of the court. And, I mean, if you add him to Kentucky, I don't know whether they become like the national championship favorite, but I mean, it's like they've got two of everything. This is like one of the classic Cal teams from back in 2015 or whatever, where it's a Noah's Ark team, where you've got two of everything, and then you just got to figure out how to play them all. But, I mean, they would just be completely loaded across the board. And then, yeah, Marcus Carr, I think, you know, I mean, having watched the first few editions of Chris Mack teams, they could definitely use somebody who can come in and absolutely be a scoring dynamic guard as opposed to somebody who just is going to sit there and control the ball. And like, not that Carlique Jones and David Johnson weren't good, but I think you need somebody with a little bit more kind of pizzazz to juice the tempo a little bit and make more things happen. And he could certainly do that for them. And on a team where you might be looking and saying, you know, is this offense going to get on track? He could be the guy that could do that for you.
Pat, I love the magic trick that's been going on with the talk of Jalen Duren, who is going to reclassify and go, you know, G League, Memphis, whatever it may be, probably. Let's see, who else? Oh, Jalen Duren and Kofi Coburn on the Kentucky side, and now with Louisville being on the list, and you wake up Monday and you're like, oh, okay, there's a chance we can get Marcus Carr. That's a big bleeping deal. It's almost like both of these schools now expect here in July for there to be a big improvement, right? Like, we've been sold, you know, Kentucky fans were happy with the roster, but now that you've had Jalen Duren and now that you've had all these rumors, and rightfully so, with Kofi Coburn, it's like, if they don't get either one of them, it ain't going to be good. And now, and around the office, Pat, Louisville fans have fallen in love with the opportunity to get Marcus Carr. If they don't get him, I think Louisville fans are going to expect there to be an addition somewhere of the roster with some sort of substance, and that's just crazy to think about. You know, we're going into mid-July here.
Yeah, I mean, it is weird, but like I said, I mean, I had coaches tell me several years ago that spring had become their busiest time in terms of roster management because of players going pro, players staying, players transferring. And now I think that just has bled on further into the calendar. I mean, yeah. You know, yeah. You talk in football, we had a national top five guy for the class of 2021 commit on 4th of July for this fall. You know, I mean, he's going to Ohio State, and he probably left for campus 5 minutes after he committed. So, you know, it's a different thing. There's feels like a lot of last minuteness to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of just the way it is now. And you just have to always be watching who's coming, who's going. It is so much more of a fluid and unstable situation across the board. But, you know, for fans who in this area especially were just eaten up with recruiting, well,
that's great.
Here's your chance to get the needle in the vein almost 12 months a year.
I mean, we have topics. This is a big deal. I mean, Louisville goes from, I mean, I don't know. I know you haven't done your preseason stuff for college basketball yet, you know, coming up in October, November, but, I mean, they probably go from in the mid to late 30s, or maybe even a tad later to a team that's, you know, top 25, top 15. And then you're right with Kentucky. I think they're probably outside the top 10 for me, maybe somewhere 10 to 13. And then you throw Kofi Coburn, who is just an absolute man in so many different ways, onto that roster, or even Jalen Duren. I don't think that's going to happen, and it's absolute craziness. What do you think about, out of all the Cal guys, Devin Booker might be the first getting the title?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild. I mean, I guess Anthony Davis last year.
Finals MVP, excuse me. Finals MVP.
Yeah. Oh, Finals MVP. Yeah.
He won't get it. I mean, Chris Paul will get it.
No, Chris Paul will get it. I think that was ordained last night. So, but, I mean, no, I mean, Booker's been phenomenal. And, you know, he's been very good as a pro, better than I expected, earlier than I expected. I mean, I thought he was going to be good because of his shooting talent, but he has so diversified his game. I mean, the one move that he made where he ends up throwing the ball off the glass left-handed and in after going by like three people last night was incredible. You know, it does also call to mind the fact that Devin Booker was on the bench while the Harrison twins were dribbling out the clock three different times in the 2015 Final Four.
Everyone remembers.
I'd imagine most Kentucky fans remember that.
They're reminded by every single Louisville fan every time Devin Booker now plays on a nationally televised game, which has been a lot here in the last couple months. Last one for Pat Forte of Sports Illustrated. In all honesty, I have not read your new piece. It went up just a couple hours ago on the Director's Cup. What can you tell us about that? To tell people what's in the story? I have not read that. I know you just posted that a couple hours ago.
I usually do in the summer the final standings, and this all came together late because so many of the championships were late in the spring and into the summer. But the big takeaway was you could just look at the standings and see the dramatic impact that COVID had on the whole season, 2020-21 academic year. The Pac-12 took a beating. They were the slowest to get going, the most cautious. They were locked down the longest. So Stanford, which has won 27 straight years of the Director's Cup, gets second. So that's like humongous in and of itself. All the other California schools slid down. Washington slid. Oregon slid. And then the schools that came forward were the Big 12, where, quite frankly, they're all red states. And then you look at Texas, and they're like, hey, we're opening up. We're going to have fans. We're going to practice all those things in all those sports. And I think it was to their advantage. Locally, Louisville dropped about 10 spots. You can find some reasons for that, especially with basketball and baseball being part of the equation and Louisville not making the postseason or not making the NCAA tournament in either of those things. Kentucky moved up a little bit, won two championships, not just rifle for once, but they win women's volleyball, which was huge. They were really good in women's swimming and in some other areas, so... Kentucky, I believe, was 12th this 12th. Year, which is really darn good. And Louisville slid to 40th, which is not that great. And you are accustomed to doing better.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that will be internet fodder for people to enjoy. Well, Pat, safe travels. We'll talk with you next week. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Sounds good, Andy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Pat Forte with us here from Sports Illustrated on ESPN 680 1057. I haven't been following what's going on in the soccer and the Reds game right now.
The soccer is very exciting.
Still 1-1. Okay.
Still 1-1,
we got shots everywhere.
But England's making a bit of a push here.
A bit of a push.
I'm very nervous.
Grossman, where are the Reds right now? I'm sure you're watching that, so go ahead. Be snarky. Oh, wow.
The Reds were down 2-0 during my disaster sports center and now lead 3-2. So Jonathan India had a go-ahead double.
There we go.
He's got great hair, Jonathan.
He does have great hair.
Do you want to get to your sports center after the break? You want to take a quick break and get to your disastrous sports center?
Sure.
And Strebel's doing it again. We'll get to that. Strebel's doing it again. We'll get to that. You know what I'm talking about. So we'll get to that. And Jack had a disastrous sports center that we have to react to. We'll do that next here on The Take. It's a Wednesday. Got you to 6 o'clock on ESPN.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We're bringing in kids that want to dominate that rivalry. Period.
And James Strebel.
It's ACC title game or bust. Period.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Period.
I like that, little Jack Grossman.
That was really good.
Creativity. You like that on a Wednesday. Hey, reminder, Lou City back in action on Saturday. Lou City at Tulsa, FC Tulsa, 7:45 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off. Kickoff right here on ESPN Louisville. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. All right, so a few things that we got to get to here. I'm trying to think what order I want to do this in.
Okay.
I have 430 Jack.
Yes.
Okay. I forget what that was.
Grossman IU football.
Grossman.
Yeah, was that the IU football?
IU football, okay.
Yes, yes.
We also have Grossman's disastrous sports center about 25 minutes ago.
Yeah, before Pat 40.
Before
Pat
40.
Get that sound if we, for right, when we want that.
So we have that as okay. well. And we have Strebel being Strebel and being mean and ugly. So what order? I say let's do the Strebel thing last.
Okay.
Okay. So let's get to the sports center right now. I want to hear that sound from a half an hour ago.
This morning and talked about NIL. And talked about the Cardinal receiving corps.
The group shaping up, developing some more depth, and we'll see how.
I love the fade out of Gunter Brewer there.
It just slowly fades away, Gunter Brewer.
You like that?
I do like that.
God, we should do the Gunter Brewer sound at about 4:45 here on the
Man,
fly.
I tell you what, I just honestly hearing his voice does delight me.
It does.
it really does.
It's delightful.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's delightful.
He got a little bit of a southern twang.
Well, and he's friends with Blank, and now I think becoming friends with Diener, which is not something that I saw.
What's gonna happen?
The Cardinal receiving corps.
The group shaping up, developing some more depth, and we'll see how.
I know what's so funny about his voice
just fading away,
just slowly disappearing.
It does. It sounds like he's drowning. He's just fading away into the ocean.
What's going to happen if this friendship between Gunter Brewer and Drew Diener blossoms more?
And Trump's Blank.
And Trump's Blank. I mean, Blank will be
stuck.
He'll be left out in the cold by both of his buddies.
How about that?
I mean, it's dangerous. He's treading on thin ice, I think, with this.
Someone is. I'm not sure who.
I can see. I can see Gunter Brewer kind of being like, "Well, this Diener cat's got a lot of hookups, huh? How about that? Oh, he's a big deal at the old Cardinal Stadium."
I don't know. I think Blank's a big deal. I don't know what he does, but he hooked up like multiple computer monitors. He's got. I think he might have an office. I don't know what's going on.
At the studio?
Yeah, he's got like a cubby.
He's got a cubby? Blank has a cubby?
I think so.
Whoa, that's big news. Wow.
Probably sold the one Nick was going to use, since apparently that's all that ever happens around here.
No, it's on the sales side.
Yeah,
oh, he's on the sales side.
He is on the sales side.
He hooks up monitors to his laptops. He's got multiple monitors.
Multiple monitors?
He's taking phone calls. He's on AirPods. He's copying stuff.
What's he, the new IT guy?
I don't know. I don't know. Process was asking me today, what's Blank doing here? I'm like, I don't know.
Process is offended.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's angered by it.
I go, dude, I don't know. Dieter's right there. Ask him.
Yeah, he'll know.
Dieter. Don't ask me.
He's over by Phil Baker.
Okay. And then now, Jack, do you have this in your heart? Because I'm not wrong that Tom Allen's doing a good job, right?
No, he's doing a great job. I mean, he's doing things that were not thought of with Indiana football. And I'm not saying he's going to make the playoff or anything like that, but...
Well, hang on, let me pause you. No one thought anything about you football.
No, nothing at all.
Yeah, exactly. Just the fact that someone thinks something of Indiana football is a huge step for Tom Howland and the IU football program.
Well, do you know what they're ranked right now, recruiting-wise?
In the class of 2022, they are ranked... I don't know if it's counting this commit or not, who is a four-star, but they were 25th either before or after it. And Louisville is 76th.
Wow, Kentucky's like 12.
23rd.
Here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing. What do you have in your heart right now?
Well, I mean, you just look at it, it's just not a comparison. I mean, Indiana has 10 commits. They have 7 in the last 18 days, and Louisville has 6 since the you were allowed to get kids for the class of 2022 to commit. I mean, he has more in less than 3 weeks than Seth has total. And you just look at it, 2 of the 6 guys Seth has aren't even registered in 247. They don't have any stars. And all 10 commits Indiana has are 3 stars or above, and 3 of the 10 are 4 stars, which is more than what Seth has in this year and last year combined. So the classes of 2021 and 2022 combined. So, I mean, it's just... It's going to be a long three-game series for Louisville. What time they play in a couple of years? Wow. It's just going to be.
Yeah, but Tom Allen's going to be gone by then.
He's going to be
in Michigan or
But all the players will still be there. Well, except for the one-time transfer rule, so maybe not.
No, they won't.
Transfer portal, maybe.
No, they won't, buddy. I hate to tell you, when Tom Allen leaves, the players aren't going to be there. They're going to one-time transfer.
Let's say by some miracle that Tom Allen's still there in 2025 when IU and Louisville are in the middle game of these two series, of that three-game series, Indiana will have 7 of their 10 highest-ranked commits all time on the roster.
Wow.
And Louisville will have 0.
You just cut that sound and send it to Rummage and Blankenbaker. They need to know.
He did a good job. He doesn't have that hate in his heart, but he did a good job.
I'm proud of him.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
All right, so we got to get to this. It's just, and I know 437-9680. We'll get into more Marcus Carr, Kofi Coburn, and all that nonsense. I wanted to bring this up. You know what I'm talking about. You can't resist.
Was it a tweet?
Yeah, it was a tweet. And you retweeted Eric Crawford, and he wants nothing to do with that.
I know he doesn't.
Okay? Out of all the people in the Louisville media, Eric Crawford wants nothing to do with that file, the abyss that you come out of. Okay? You're like, I don't know, these bugs. You're like a cicada.
Cicada, yeah.
I mean, really.
Up. Yeah. They terrorize people.
Yes.
They fly away.
So, and Grossman, you don't know where I'm going with this. We talked about it at the end. Something that I want to be clear, I do not care about.
Yeah, I know.
Is the Learfield Sports IMG College Directors Cup. And you heard Pat Forty last segment. Kentucky's 12th. I think he said they moved up a couple spots.
Yes.
Kentucky's 12th. Indiana's 34. And Louisville's 40, which isn't good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't care, but I feel like this is Tom Jurich era?
Tom Jurich era.
Okay, I don't know if Vince Tyree got any of this in the short amount of time. Anyway,
right. In
the Tom Jurich era, being good at stuff other than basketball, because Louisville was losing to Kentucky in basketball,
still are.
Was the motto.
Yes. Yeah, we care about all the sports.
We care about
we're not just a basketball school.
Right. That was the rallying cry for Louisville fans.
Yeah, they're all about that.
Settle down, okay? So you tweet out 35 minutes ago, remember Louisville taking pride in, quote, we are good at all sports, not just basketball. And it's just, you can't help yourself.
No.
And you know it.
Yeah.
You can't help yourself.
Yeah.
The two championships are volleyball and rifle.
Right.
But you can't help yourself.
I can't
help
myself.
And you don't care.
No,
I don't. You don't care if Kentucky was 100 in the rankings, as long as basketball and football are doing what meets your standards.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
You don't care at all.
I don't.
But Louisville fans did care.
They did care.
And now they don't care.
Yeah.
So what do we do here?
I just wanted to bring up the hypocrisy. I just wanted to bring up the hilariousness that for years and years, they carried around the badge of honor, the fake trophy, if you will, of we care about more than just basketball around here. Look at our field hockey team. How about our track? Do you know that when they run the relay race, they're second best? All that bluster. I heard it for years because Cal was spanking that bottom. He was spanking Rick's bottom. And it was also during the time where, football started to even out just a little bit.
It was a natural pivot.
It was a natural pivot. But that's what they were doing. And now, crickets. I don't hear anything. I don't see anything about Director's Cup anymore. Did it just disappear? Did it go away? Did Louisville fans just forget? No, because they're bad at everything, and now they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about the Director's Cup. They don't want to talk about basketball.
He's wound
they
up.
Don't want to talk about football. Only when it suits them. Only at their convenience. It's like the old argument that I had to battle for years.
Oh,
well,
God.
Louisville football has the lead in the modern series. What, the modern series? What are you talking about? You don't get to pick the series. You don't get to pick when the records are. Get to pick out now that they're not good at everything, and they weren't good at everything back then either. They were okay. They were pretty good, but they weren't great like they pretended to be. Now they just pretend not to care about it. As long as Seth and Mac are getting the job done, well, they're not either. I mean, that's the reality. Maybe that was the reality.
Reality check radio, that's what I'm giving right now.
And that reality also needs to hit blank in the face, which the other reality is. I hadn't gotten to that yet.
What? Wait, you have a...
No, you said earlier that something hit, like, reality settled on Blankenbaker.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier, yeah.
Well, I already talked about it a little bit.
Oh, that with the Miami stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean, Boosters, they came up with, like, an agency.
Yeah,
for NIL,
yeah.
as the U is going all in on this.
And they should.
And Blank said the thing that Kentucky and Louisville fans had to be thinking.
And he's right.
We need to get one of those. I mean, no one in Kentucky except for Dante Allen has done, nothing.
Nothing.
NIL.
No. It's been really quiet.
There's been a few tweets, but there hasn't been anything. And you could say, well, we don't know the quarterback. Well, on the Louisville side, Malik hasn't got anything.
No.
Sam Williamson got an Instagram with Royals Chicken.
Yeah.
The offensive line's doing a food thing at FDKY or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Okay.
The name of the barbecue spot. I'm like 99% sure. I apologize if I'm wrong. Yeah, I just... we haven't seen any fireworks.
We haven't seen anything at all. It's like everybody thought that all these local businesses
would just be
ready to go and sponsor these players, and they just haven't. I don't know whose fault that is. I don't know if it's just lack of interest or that's not what they want to spend their money on right now. I don't know, but it has been a big swing and a miss locally, absolutely. But I just wanted to bring that out there. I remember your all's argument, and I know you're going to do revisionist history on the text line, but for years, I battled on the Courier Journal comment section about this. Well, they used to have one.
Put that up at ESPN680. Did you ever battle on the Courier Journal comment section?
Man, it was the Wild West back in like 2009, 2010. The Courier Journal comment section, that was like
that's a sad thing.
That was a spot to go if you really wanted to argue. It got ugly.
Didn't they stop all that?
They did. They stopped it all. It got really bad, and they ended all the comment sections. And it wasn't on anything really but sports. It was just U of L UK. Like, they had, like, controversial, like, stories about politics and stuff.
Well, no,
and
you
didn't really get a lot of that.
You guys didn't care about those.
Hell no. But no. The stories, when Rick Pitino and Cal were both there together, it was anarchy.
Texas says, even Dan Issel admitted that U of L's facilities force UK to improve theirs.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not arguing against that. He's right, and that's 100% right.
I don't know what that has to do with this year's governor's whatever.
Again, you're living in the past. You know, again, another thing. Kentucky basketball fans are always living in the past. You're living in the past.
Texas says U of L was winning saddlebred championships. Texas says Louisville fans fake cared.
Yeah, thank you. And I don't care either. I'm upfront about it. I don't care about the Director's Cup because it's not real. I don't care. I'm not going to celebrate if Kentucky's ever number one. I don't care.
Texas says, Louisville fans fake cared. Blank not knowing the host of Soccer City a week ago is proof. Texas says, do it for more than 1 year, Strebel, then have that take.
See, you're 40, man. I mean, I don't know what you're doing. What do you want from me?
Blankenbaker did pop in, by the way, from his sales office.
Does any fan care?
He was mad at the IU Louisville football take.
Oh, he's mad about that?
Yep. He goes, just look at everything outside the past 2 years. I'm like, well... That's when Satterfield's been there. That's the sample size I'm working with. I don't care that Charlie Strong brought dudes in that are way better, that are better than the guys I use bringing now. I'll admit that, but that doesn't impact what the teams are doing now. Yeah, Indiana football is record-wise the second worst winning percentage in FBS Power 5 history. Wake Forest is the only one better, and that doesn't matter right now.
Texas says, I can't hear anything but pita and chicken bones in Strebel's lap band. Jack, we may have to cut that sound and play that in the 5 o'clock hour.
I would like to hear it.
Would you like to hear that back at some point?
Strebel
nearly died on the air.
Yeah.
He could not swallow is the best way for me to put it. You had pita chips, pita bread stuck in your lap band.
With hummus. Yes, yes.
The last thing you were going to taste was hummus before you died.
Passed away, yes. What an embarrassing way. I mean, So you'd be sad anyway if, you know, my wife ever had to break the news to my kids that I passed away. But, like, what? Like, how did daddy die? He choked on hummus.
What? We would lie. You would lie to your kids.
Like, you know, I'd be that. Dead. I wouldn't have any control.
Your wife, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully she tells them I did something heroic.
How long would you want your wife to wait?
Oh, if I passed away?
Yeah.
And... Oh, I don't know. I mean, what?
I feel like we've talked about this on the air.
We have. I would say like a year of mourning, and then
a year.
I think a year would be fair. Like a year of mourning and trying to move along. I think a year's fair.
Jack, what do you think?
Knowing how young Sheeple's kids are now, might wait a little bit longer than a year on them.
Wow. Look at Jack having an opinion. I like that.
I thought he was going
to
punt.
I thought he was going to give a two-word answer and go back to hedging screens and
cutting the sound of Strebel choking.
Yeah, any of those things.
Floating
wow.
back over to the other side of the building and giving more IU football takes to Blankenbaker.
Texas says, I totally agree with Big Rig. Tom sold us on support all the programs narrative that he took all the money.
Like a boss.
Yes, many U of L fans talked to other programs because Rick was getting waxed by Cal.
I was right on this take. I know it's being ugly, but I was correct.
Texas says, tell Strebel to EAD.
Is that Mitch? Is that Mitch from St. Louis?
Texas says, Louisville's never talked about the director's cut because they don't have as many sports programs as most schools.
Oh, please.
We spoke about the Capital One Cup.
It's the same damn thing.
It's not the same. I think both have been talked about, but I think probably some of my, you know, Learfield IMG Cup.
Director's Cup
yeah. Probably was Capital One Cup.
And it may have been, but they're both very similar. That's parsing your take right there. That's something. Well, it's not this overall cup that we cared about. It was this other overall cup that we cared about. You're wrong. I mean, I think that's lame.
Texas says, "What if Strebel's wife wants to take a break from mourning?
I won't be around to tell her differently." So you know,
Texas says, "Round Daddy pronounces Peter like he's from Boston."
Peter. Pita. It's pita bread, right? What am I missing?
Well, that pita.
Oh, pita. Oh, pita. Like Pita Griffin.
Yeah,
like,
come over here, pita.
Pita. Hey, pita. Pita Paul.
You're a laugh. I mean, I know that.
Oh, here we go.
I had a little pita bread and hummus.
I love hummus.
Yeah, before I came over here.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, Grossman?
I know how it sounds.
Well, you think it sounds girly?
You know what? Stop this sound. I think I want to hold this to the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah,
sounds good.
So. New audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we should get the initial, when I first started, like, everywhere.
Texas, Strebel died. Who from the station would take care of the kids?
Nobody.
I can't read any of these.
I know. I can imagine. I don't.
Texas says, preach it, Strebel. The birds were coming at us about, or were crowing about the rowing team in field hockey every time they got waxed in basketball.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I thought this might be disastrous if more people like agree with me than
not. No, you're right. You're just mean and nasty, but you're right.
I could have been a lot worse on Twitter, though, but I think compared to some other stuff, it was plenty. Yeah. It was appropriate. It was an appropriate tweet.
He's got some pita caught in his throat.
Yes.
Texas says, boy, this is a good one.
Okay.
Texas says, Strebel just said I won't be around to tell her differently.
Yeah.
Again, Strebel puts it down.
No, I'm not.
It's a very authoritative statement that you made.
Yeah, but it's not like I boss anybody around anyway, because I don't. But I wouldn't be around to be like, hey, you know, maybe not take a break from mourning. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be around to argue against it. I'm dead. I'm off in the ether or in heaven or wherever I am. I don't know.
The ether?
Yeah, out there somewhere in the universe. There's no telling where it is or where I
could be. Boy, that's one of the most controversial things we could talk about.
What?
Life after death.
Life after death.
If
yeah.
we had a life after death, I mean, what would be next? Abortion? Politics?
Death penalty?
Death penalty.
Death penalty's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything
Firearms.
Else? Is there anything? Yes. The Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we'd like to tackle?
Well,
go ahead, Jack. You popped your mic off.
Did you cover extortion? Because I was cutting the sound when I heard the start of it.
No, but
extortion is not as.
No, we don't care about that. Unless that's it's Dino Gaudio.
Yeah, that's not a hot button issue. I mean, extortion is extortion. You know, period. As Steve Rummage likes to say.
Texas says, I'm not wrong, Strebel. Try and look it up. Capital One only takes into account school's top four or five teams.
Again, you're proving my point. You are a Louisville fan. You are proving my point right there. Congratulations, you played yourself. Way to go.
He sounded so much like Locke there.
Texas says, if Strebel passed away, Cooper Hassan would slide right in more ways than one.
He'd be the leader in the clubhouse, I think. That's his alleyway.
Out of all the people you know, is Coop the one that you think would contact your wife first?
Yeah, he'd start following her on social media automatically.
He's near the top of that
list. Oh, absolutely near that. He's top three. Absolutely, 100%. That social media, it's you, bing, bing. That's going to happen.
Texas says, what does Grossman think about critical race theory?
No one wants to hear me talk about that. That actually was... Though taught, though, in some of my classes at IU. I'm not diving into it.
His laugh. It just covers it all up.
Our buddy John Sanderson DM'd me because he's blocked from the text line, and I can't find his number to unblock him.
Yeah.
Who has extortion takes? Jack needs to explain what he was thinking of there.
All right, so what I was saying was I was cutting the sound from earlier, and I heard, you know, all these different random things popping up there, and I thought, oh, we must be going through all the issues Louisville had under Tom Jurich. So I said,
Texter says UK is still a one-trick pony.
They can't help themselves.
Texas says, does Coop come back to the States before Strebel's body's even cold?
He's here now.
Yeah. Well, they don't know that.
I know they don't, but yeah, Cooper's in town now. I saw him last Thursday.
Texas says, Strebel referencing a message board argument from 12 years ago is simply sad.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not going to disagree with
it's
that.
It's the saddest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
it really is.
It took up a lot of time in my life at that point. I spent a lot of time. Yeah, a lot of time.
Hours upon hours have been spent battling away.
I had nothing else.
Texter says, Dino Fraudio.
Got him. Thank you.
Oh,
when's that
man.
Sentencing for Dino? August?
I have no
idea.
I can't read so many of these.
Yeah, I think it's August.
Texter says, hey, Strebel, Coop's top three. Who are the other two?
I don't know. I'd had to sit and think about it, but Cooper.
Yeah, we need a full power ranking.
Comes to mind, you know, pretty quickly because that's, again, that's his wheelhouse. He likes the single moms with kids. He's not shy about it. He'll tell you.
Oh, man. There's so many follow ups here. What do you think the number one change to the house would be if Cooper moved in?
Oh, man.
And again, I've never been in your home. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know anything.
He'd
so.
Probably want to trade closets because my wife has a bigger closet than I do. And though he's into like fashion and shoes.
Do you think do you think Coop has more clothes than your wife?
Man, she's got a lot of clothes.
Oh, I'm saying there's no way he has more clothes than
your wife. Probably not. But I can see him like wanting the open space in the closet.
So he would want a bigger closet.
That's what I would think.
Is what you're alleging.
Yeah, that would be the one thing that I would say. Yeah, for off the top of my head. That's what he would change.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, that's what he would change.
Texas says, Kareem, that's the sound of the decade. He thought we were talking about U of L.
That was really funny.
I did.
It's extortion.
Not about extortion.
Yeah.
An extortion take. And the things that we were listening off were like.
There's just a guy that texted in, Ence Shapiro Nick Kern. Oh, those being the. Having Ence, if you die in Ence shacks up with your wife, that's like dying twice.
I'm haunting.
That's yes.
I'm haunting.
That is, it's dying twice.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
having two deaths.
I'm coming back. I'm haunting everybody. I might possess somebody.
Don't haunt me.
No, I'm not
Leave
haunting
me alone.
You. I'm
Leave
haunting
me alone.
That house, and I might possess someone.
What a stupid show today's been.
It's, yeah.
I had things we could talk. I mean, we still haven't talked about.
I do have to.
Cal forgetting his pants today.
I saw that, yeah.
Cal forgot his pants.
Ellen had to save him.
Yes. What a stupid thing. We have Zach Wasserman's draft. That's
yeah.
out there.
Okay.
I want to get to the UK catfish stuff as well. Go ahead, Jack, before we take
I
a
think
break.
That this may derail the show, but I feel like I just have to read the last three texts I've gotten from my brother.
Okay.
The first one, softball games at 9:15 tonight, is him asking that.
Okay.
Second one. My dad's going to come to the softball game tonight.
Oh, no.
No.
Don't do this.
Not Mr.
No,
Grossman.
No, Jack, don't.
The third one, though.
Jack.
The third one, though, just so out of left field. And this is so Ethan being Ethan on so many different levels. But it says, I'd love to come in for the Sweeney Show one day if there's not much to talk about.
Yeah, we can set that up.
Yeah, yeah.
Just about any day.
Yeah.
Other than the IARP or Marcus Carr, Kofi Coburn do their thing. That's it.
Yep.
We're wide open, obviously,
yeah.
as you can tell. Oh, goodness. What was I going to say? Oh, don't have your dad show up.
Yeah.
Jack.
Convince him not to go.
Jack.
You don't want to be around that. He's a high-class guy.
But it's not – Jack, last game, the ball was hit to the outfield. You were blind, trying to find the glasses, touching the grass, reaching in the grass, skimming through the grass, searching to try to find your glasses.
I'm back playing catcher tonight, though, so it's all good. I won't embarrass myself.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Well, you sit next to Hannah's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. I wonder if Hannah's little brother will be there.
You guys need a hobby. Patty Ice is going to bail on you guys.
Yeah.
He's rummaged. He's bailed, hasn't he?
Oh, he hadn't been in a month, right?
Yeah.
He bailed, yeah.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
Nordy Sea softball.
He'll be doing the same thing about, let's see here, about December for his Dallas Cowboys.
Well, I guess thanks for letting me know, Nick. Nick just texted me that the softball's rained out tonight.
It's rained out?
It's rained out. Hasn't started raining yet.
Hasn't even rained.
That's,
what are you talking about? It's rained out.
Rained out?
Yeah, that's just what Nick texted me. He said,
"Whoa,
Jack, tell him it got rained out." That's the first I've learned of this.
It rained a little bit last night. Last week it rained like an hour before the game, and you all still had it.
There's some scattered stuff around tonight, but I don't know. All right, well, there you go.
Okay, well, you're free.
There you go.
Your dad doesn't have to witness that, so that's good.
Oh, goodness. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Let's take a break. 5 o'clock hour is coming. Texture says parent.
Oh, so now Nick's saying it's not rained out, so I'm just confused.
It's shocking why you guys are 0-5, being outscored 300-22. Let's take a break. 437-9680. 5-